Welcome to Lipstick Bitties, a beauty podcast. I'm your host, Atlanta makeup artist and content creator, Rachel Rose Mazza. I created this podcast to have unfiltered conversations about all things beauty. We're chilling with my friends and colleagues from all over the world in all different walks of life. This goes way beyond the glossy facade of social media. Sometimes we don't get to know the personalities behind the people who create with their heart and soul. I'm talking to everyone from pro makeup artists to beauty enthusiasts, from influencers to entrepreneurs, and everyone in between. Lipstick Bitties is a community we're building that is truly interactive with you listeners. So if you're someone who wants to learn some shit, get inspired, and have a good ass time, this podcast is for you. Who are the faces behind the faces? Keep listening to find out. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Lipstick Bitties podcast. It is your host, Rachel, here, recording from my brand new fancy schmancy on-the-go reporter recorder. A reporter recorder. I'm really excited. I wanted to jump on here really quick because, as you know, there are a few really exciting things happening in the next week for Lipstick Bitties, and you all have been here with me to celebrate along the way. So this isn't going to be a full episode. I just wanted to pop in just with a couple of reminders and also to say thank you. So a couple reminders that I have for you is if you are going to be in New York City for the makeup show this weekend, this Saturday and Sunday, please come find me. Lipstick Bitties will be reporting live from the makeup show, doing mini interviews. I'm going to have some stickers. If you find me in person, you'll get a sticker that you can only get from me in person. And it says, I'm with the head bitty in charge because when you meet me, you're with me. Like, we're all together in this. This is a community. So you meet me, you get a sticker. I'm going to have a lot of other really fun things. I'm going to have my assistant Rachel there with me, Rachel Austin Boxley. If you want to learn a little bit more about the makeup show, go back and listen to last week's episode. As you could probably tell, I'm so busy right now. I leave on Thursday, so I'm taking the next 2 days, obviously, to be packing and preparing, bringing a lot of equipment with me, including, like I said, my new recording equipment, because who knew you couldn't use the same recording equipment that you used to podcast as reporting on the ground? Who knew? I didn't, because I'm doing everything fucking on the fly here. As you guys know, if you've been with me, it's very much a learning experience as we go. So I'm so excited for the makeup show. I can't wait to hug you all in person and meet some of the people that I've been talking to for the past 2 years and never got to meet in person. So please, please, please come up and see me. If you see me, you'll see me because I'm going to be wearing I'm going to be decked out in swag, basically. So you'll see me. Make sure to come up and say hi to me. And yeah, that's pretty much it for the makeup show. And talking about swag, the podcast merch store is finally going to be opening to everybody on Friday, which is November 5th. Lipstickbitties.com will be open to everybody to shop. We have so much in the store. We have shirts, we have sweatshirts, we have fanny packs, we have backpacks, we have mugs, we have wine glasses. We have like so much shit, guys. And it couldn't have been done without all of your support, especially the best biddies, my patron subscribers that have really helped me along the way. But I just wanted to also record this little announcement episode, I guess we'll call it, because of these like two major things that are coming up, the merch launch and the makeup show. You know, this podcast and building this community over the past year has been such a labor of love. It's required an incredible amount of time, an incredible amount of money to get started, to, you know, for the merch store, for example, to order samples and make sure they're perfect for you all, and getting like really nice quality product for you. You know, like I said, getting new equipment for the makeup show to be reporting. Investing in my business has been the theme of 2021. And I would encourage you all that are like hedging on investing in your businesses, if you're holding back for some reason, the more you invest in your business, the more you're going to be making back and the more you're going to be growing your business. As soon as I started investing more in my business, the trajectory that this has taken has totally like streamlined and fast forwarded. So I just wanted to, like I said, jump on here and say, because I'm in the middle of packing and I'm exhausted, But as you know, I'm here every single week for you all. I'm going to be taking a break. I have two more episodes for season one of Lipstick Bitties coming up for you. And then we're taking a break and season two is going to be coming back in January. But, you know, it's important to me to show up for you guys. And one big thing for me, as you've heard me talk about countless times, is accountability and, you know, doing what you say you're going to do. And like I say, I'm going to be here every week for you. And I have been every week for you. And even if I'm not doing a full episode, just popping in to say hi, I feel like is definitely keeping me on track. I really wouldn't be doing this without you. Every message you guys send me, every repost that I see, and I see all of them, even though I may not be able to get back to all of you, I see every repost and every comment, and I try my best to get back to everybody. But as you've seen, the account, like the Instagram account, has been really growing in popularity, so it's really hard for me to keep up. But I just wanted to, again, say thank you. Seriously, thank you. Like, I got so emotional, you guys. I was driving in the car, and the other thing that I'm going to put in the show notes is we have a Spotify playlist now, and it's called Bitty Bops, and I made it for the makeup show to hype me up, to hype you guys up. It is EDM music. It's disco music. It's 90s dance music. Some jams, really, really uplifting, upbeat songs. And then I'm also going to be creating Bitty Bops Community, which you guys can add your own songs to. So I have one playlist that I made just for you guys. And then I have another playlist that you guys can even add your music to. And I'm really excited for that. Make sure to check that out, the Spotify, so you can add your songs. So anyways, back to my story that I was just telling. I was driving literally yesterday, and like, I'm gonna get emotional now too, guys. I was just driving, and like, I was driving, and I was listening to this fucking playlist that I made for you all, and I don't know what it is. A lot of times, like, you know, you can be like wondering what the fuck you're doing, and like, not seeing like certain results of things, and like in a time frame that you want to, I guess. And it's hard to like see the road ahead of you, if that makes sense, when you're not seeing things like appearing right away, and it's like all foggy. And that's what I feel like a lot of it's been for me for a little bit of time, and just kind of trucking ahead, just having the faith that like my dream's gonna kind of come to fruition, of making this podcast and community a place that like all these people from around the world can lean on each other and share, and you know, break the cycle of toxicity within the beauty industry, and really uplift each other, and you know, just fucking laugh and enjoy, and like enjoy the stupid shit that we deal with every day, and really enjoy being artists. And that's kind of what I have in mind for this podcast and community. And like, like music for me is like so important to me. Music has been like something that has like gotten me through really rough times. It's gotten me through the best times of my life. Like the playlist that I've made in the past, it can bring me back to like that exact moment when I made that playlist for whatever occasion it was, you know, whether it's like a birthday party or vacation. So like just making this playlist for you guys, and like it sounds so silly, but it literally, like, I started crying when I was driving, and I'm like so emotional right now because I really like, I just, it's you guys really support me, and like I wouldn't be doing it without you guys. And I felt like I really needed to express that in a really vulnerable and like real way. Instead of just coming on here and like trying to like force myself to do an episode, or, you know, like go through an episode without crying, I guess I could say, not force myself to do an episode, but just like get through the episode without crying. But yeah, it's really emotional, and it's, I just, you know, want you guys to know that like no dream is too big. Seriously, no dream is too big for anybody, because I'm like proof that like, and I'm hoping that it's proof for you guys that like you can accomplish your dreams when you like set your mind to it. And I just know that like this podcast and this community is gonna grow even bigger after the makeup show. And I could just feel it in my gut, and it's a feeling that I've felt my whole life, that I'm meant for something bigger, and I'm meant to be like a figure in the community, and really like help change people's lives and bring people together. And, you know, doing that through comedy is something that like brings me so much joy. Comedy has always been my first love. It really has. And entertaining. So that you guys accept that part of me and me being goofy and like me showing myself in that way has been so, so freeing for me, because you know, I feel like I'm like rambling here, but I used to get made fun of for like being that goofy person. I was never like the beloved class clown. Like, I got bullied a fuck ton in high school. And fitting in was always an issue for me, and things that draw your attention to you, like things like being fucking goofy or making really extreme like facial expressions, being like told that that's weird or like you shouldn't be doing that, has an effect on you. And then like later in life to be doing that and having people like love what you're doing because it's just fucking silly and fun, is just like so freeing for me that I could do what I love doing every day. And I know that it's going to become my full-time job eventually. And I will never ever forget the people that are listening right now that have been with me since day one, and especially, like I said, the best biddies, the patrons that have been really supportive. You know who you are, the people that have really like kind of like pushed me along the way when I've been doubtful. I don't really know what else to say. I don't know like where this podcast is going to go. I just wanted to jump on here. Like I said, like the only thing I wanted to say was like, come find me at the makeup show, and please check out the merch if you'd like to support me in that way. I worked really, really hard on the merch store, you guys, and I really hope you love it. And I'm so excited to see you guys wearing the branded stuff, you know, wearing Lipstick Bitty shirts or like sticking your Lipstick Bitties stickers everywhere, your fanny packs. I'm just like really excited to see you guys get it. And just like a little final note, it is going to be USA. We're only shipping to USA right now, but international will be up shortly. If you are living outside the USA, Canada, abroad, where you know, anywhere but the United States, make sure to sign up for the email list, because I'll let you guys know as soon as that's up and running. I've just had so many logistical walls, to put it lightly. But yeah, so that's pretty much it. That's all I wanted to remind you of. Merch store, makeup show, and saying thank you. And I'm probably gonna get even more emotional at the end of the season. But yeah, thanks, you guys. I love you all. I cannot wait to give some of you the biggest hugs of your life, and I cannot wait for what's next. And follow your fucking dreams. You fucking deserve it.